Talk to us for a minute about stem cell transplants. You alluded to that earlier on.
So we always think it's interesting because immunotherapy is not a very novel concept. The notion of immunotherapy goes back about 100 years to a fellow named William Coley, who was at the surgical hospital in New York that became Sloan Kettering and was giving bacterial products to patients with sarcomas and had spectacular success. The most recent form of immunotherapy that is used worldwide is stem cell transplant. So stem cell transplant is basically, in most instances, when we talk about the immune therapy version, is taking somebody else's bone marrow or stem cells from the bloodstream and giving them to you after you've been treated to make sure that you accept those cells and that your cancer's no longer present. And those immune cells that you get from the donor have the ability to go into your body and recognize your tumor as foreign and kill them. And we utilize that pretty regularly as a way to try to make sure that the malignancy, mostly leukemia or lymphoma, doesn't come back.
The huge difference between a stem cell transplant is that the stem cells are coming from another person, a donor. In the adoptive immunotherapy protocol that you have, it's the patient's own cells that are being reinfused.
So that's right. So the problem with stem cell transplant is not only can the donor cells recognize your tumor cells as foreign, but they can recognize you as foreign. And that's a process called graft versus host disease and can be quite debilitating to patients. And it's been very difficult over the 40 years that we've done transplants to try to figure out a way to optimize their ability to kill tumor without hurting yourself.
If you think about it, you can rejuvenate an immune response by using stem cells. You can rejuvenate an immune response by adoptive immunotherapy, putting back the patient's own cells that have been enhanced to kill a specific target, and then a checkpoint inhibitor that also revs up an immune response.
Correct. And as you said, in most instances where we're much more enthusiastic nowadays is using your own system, which would be the adoptive cell therapy or checkpoint inhibitor therapy, which gets around the problems of allogeneic responses that transplant is associated with.